legislation has always been about one thing, providing every Georgia child the opportunity to get the education that they deserve.
Yeah, expanding school choice. Governor Brian Kemp signing the bill passed by Republicans in the Georgia legislature. If there was any Democrat support, I don't know. Maybe our guest can tell me. He's one of the Republicans who signed off on this. So Oconee County State Rep Marcus Weedout in studio with us this morning. The session over. And now out there campaigning, actually has primary opposition. Talk about that. Representative Weedout, thanks for your time this morning.
Hi, good morning, Tim. Always good to be on.
Am I right that The critics will call it the school voucher bill, the school choice expansion, $6,500 scholarship. Any Democrats with y'all on that, or besides?
Yeah, there were. I mean, and listen, Tim, that's really a common sense measure. It addresses failing schools specifically, so it doesn't touch performing schools. I mean, this is just another opportunity to give kids who are stuck in schools that are not providing a quality education an opportunity to take their tax dollars and be able to achieve that education.
You say common sense. Critics say, and there are Democrats and other critics that know, you're taking money away from public schools in Georgia.
Well, again, I think that there's been some outcry, but this measure does not go as far as some of the other ones that have been on the table. It's noticeable to me that you don't have such an outcry against this, which lends itself to be a little more common sense. Because, again, this is just addressing failing schools.
And by the way, we should say that term that we use, I use it too, that's an official thing. That we can measure and quantify what is and what is not a failing school. There are objective criteria for that.
Yeah, for right or for wrong, I mean, it seems like a lot of schooling is driven just by test numbers. But the flip side of that gives us some metrics to be able to go after the schools that are not performing at those levels.
And so, yeah, the parents, and this is all about, you would say, expanding the school choice and the options for the parents to pull the kids out of some of these schools that aren't doing particularly well. And yes, $6,500 in what is effectively scholarship money, you can call it a voucher, but scholarship money going to help those parents an awful lot, is one of the bills that Governor Brian Kemp has signed in recent days, any number of others. The one thing, that big budget, the $36.1 or $2 billion, whatever it is, and with that, we talked about this, and I think you were there. In fact, I know you were there. You were with a shovel in your hand Friday, the groundbreaking of that campus on Prince Avenue, turning that into what will be the University of Georgia's medical school. Talk about that for a moment, and what we're going to get that we aren't getting now by way of the partnership with the school from Augusta.
Sure. Well, I mean, obviously, with the increase of, as well as we've done in the state, keeping the state open through the pandemic, the economic growth, the job creation, we're clicking on all cylinders in Georgia. But what that means is we need, more medical attention, more folks treating our Georgians or giving quality opportunities for healthcare. With that, if you educate doctors. And statistics show that a lot of people stick around to where they get educated, especially college educated people. So what you get with the medical college is we'll be able to double the number of doctors that are coming out of that facility.
Well, now, aren't we doing that? What are we doing? What have we been doing since 2011?
So we have 60. There's 60 slots there. What this does is it creates a standalone medical college from the University of Georgia. We will go to 120. So we will literally double the number of doctors that we graduate from that facility every year, which is only going to increase the number of doctors that stay in the local Northeast Georgia area. So that's a huge opportunity for us. The partnership won't end with the Medical College of Georgia in Augusta. Those relationships will stay strong, but this is just going to be a standalone. You'll graduate from the University of Georgia Medical College. Very proud to be able to accomplish that.
It's one of the things we do, Marcus Weedower, and as we assess the members of our local legislative delegation, we look at that budget. Okay, what did you bring back here? I'm not interested in what Valdosta gets. What does Athens get out of that state budget? What does the University of Georgia, North Georgia, Athens Tech, what do they get?
Well, yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, and when I, in fact, on my way in this morning, I was reflecting on the fact the first time I ever came to sit with you, you were still in the Athens studio.
So it's 5 points.
It's been a minute. And one of the things that I talked about then was bringing tax dollars back and not just being a donor community to the likes of Atlanta and other places. Not only do we get the University of Georgia Medical College, I mean, that's one great thing. I mean, we've increased all teacher pay by $9,500 over the last 5 years. Our our local, we're bringing the Georgia State Patrol office to 316 right down the street from this facility where we're sitting right now. You can see all the orange cones around the Athens Loop right now. We're, whether it's the intersection of Highway 29 and the bypass or right here at Atlanta Highway and the bypass, a lot of great things going on in Oconee County with Russell McMurray's been a great partner at GDOT. I've sat with him multiple times, really very early on, and discussed the whole bundling of these interchanges for 316 to expedite that.
They just had that little forum over there in Statham. Yeah. I don't know, a few dozen folks that attended that to talk about the upgrades to 316, what the DOT has in mind. I don't know what if the budget were unlimited. I mean, just money were no object. What can we do to make this road safer and more effective for us? There are places where the traffic is just crazy fast and places where you're sitting in it too long.
Yeah, I mean, listen, we all know the history of this road. I mean, the road was kind of ramrodded through to get ready for the Olympics. Mm-hmm. You spoke of the Olympics earlier on your show this morning, 30 years ago. So they got it here as quickly as they could so they could get traffic out here for the Olympics. Long range wasn't necessarily as prominent of a concern, obviously, at that time. I think it should have been a limited access from the very beginning. Mm-hmm. I think Russell and GDOT have done a good job of trying to bundle these contracts to not only save us money, but also expedite getting all these interchanges up to speed. Now, that's the only answer. Mm-hmm. The only answer is completing the road. That's the unfortunate and only answer. But I think they have done a good job of trying to condense that timeline to get us there quicker.
Yeah, and I see from time to time, and I gather these plans still kind of fluid, but some of the traffic circles up here at Jimmy Daniel Road or maybe some Diamond Interchange, all kind of plans that are out there for various crossings up and down the Highway 316 corridor. Oconee County State Rep Marcus Wiedauer. Quickly, we should mention, and Mr. Grigsby would appreciate it if we did, primary opposition for you here. Your thoughts on that? You know this guy at all?
No, I've met him, obviously. But, Tim, I talk about myself and the things that we do. Anybody's obviously it's a free country. Step up and put your name on the line. I hats off to you. But all I'll do is talk about the things that we've been able to accomplish in my years down there. I ran from the very beginning on education, transportation, and lower taxes. We've done all that. We've continued to support our schools. We just added another $45,000 annually for each and every facility in the entire state to be able to use for school security measures, how they see fit. Transportation dollars coming back. We just talked a bunch about that. And taxes. I mean, we just dropped the tax rate to 5.39, all while in the last 2 years returning $5 billion in tax dollars back to the taxpayer. So we're in a good place, certainly doing the things that I set out to do when I ran.
Not your seat. You're just the guy who happens to be in
That's
it right now. Marcus Wiedauer, Republican Representative, Oconee County, District
121.
This is insanity that people just think they can come in and take over somebody's home. I mean, it's just outrageous.
It is both those things, insane and outrageous. And with that in mind, Governor Brian Kemp signing legislation designed to criminalize what has heretofore been a civil matter, this business of me squatting in your home and you trying to get me out of it. State Rep Marcus Wiedauer, Oconee County Republican, in studio with us this morning. I can't imagine you ever thought you'd have to address this, but you did as a member of the Georgia House.
Not only shocked that we had to address this, shocked that anybody would speak in opposition to it. It's a remarkable theory that somebody can just literally take over your house and you not be able to do anything about it. Fortunately, this is a great measure. You've seen a couple other states have to address this. It's something
Ron DeSantis in Florida
that's
signing
right.
similar legislation.
That's right. I just can't fathom the understanding how people don't understand that you can't just walk into somebody's house, sign a fake lease, throw it up in the air and act like you can't get me out of here.
But as a practical matter, what does this legislation do? Okay, because what happens now or before this legislation, you're in my house and you shouldn't be there, so I call the cops, come get him out of my house, and you show that fake lease you just talked about, and the cop is standing there, real fake, take this to civil court and let them decide who has the right to be here. at the end of the day, the same thing happens, even with this legislation. Okay, the cops are going to look at that lease, and they may or may not know that it's real, and we might yet end up in court as a civil matter as opposed to criminal matter. So what changes?
This expedites that all those hearings and allows them to actually remove the people from the house immediately.
Because what happens now, it can be weeks, months, in some cases years, some of these people who are setting up shop in these houses.
It also gives puts a felony on those leases. Mm. If you engage in that fraudulent activity, mm-hmm. you're going to be faced with some tougher crimes.
And so the idea here, obviously, well, two things. Yeah, get you out of my house faster, get me back into it.
That's right.
As the case may be. And number two, to disincentivize this.
That's right.
I might do this if the only penalty is, yeah, it's a misdemeanor and maybe a very, very short time in jail, if any. I start landing a felony on my resume and longer time behind bars, I might be less inclined to do this.
That's correct. I mean, unfortunately, when there are bad actors, you got to legislate around them somehow. Mm-hmm. And that's exactly what this is here, too.
State Rep. Marcus Wiedauer in studio with us this morning. The governor catching all kind of flack. Every time he turns around, somebody's yelling at him about Medicaid expansion or the lack thereof. He has resisted, continues to. Actually, truth is, and you can step me through this, they almost got this out of the Senate. And people point to Senator Bill Cowsert as the deciding vote in a 7-6 committee vote that kept it from getting to the Senate floor, expanding the population of people who can achieve or attain Medicaid coverage in Georgia. The governor continues to resist it, as do many folks in the legislature, although we're told there are cracks in that armor and more Republicans coming to the other side. Where are you on this?
Sure. I mean, I've stayed in the camp of not expansion, but incentivizing. I mean, we've done so many other things to continue to provide quality health care across the state. I mean, just this year, Senate Bill 82, I believe. If you will go practice in a rural area, we're giving incentivizing with a $5,000 tax credit, and that's for any rural community that's less than 50,000 people. So I mean, that's as big, if you will, as Oconee County. I definitely believe in incentivizing as opposed to expanding Medicaid. But I'll tell you the way that all went down, if we're going to have serious conversations about that, you can't drop an amendment in a bill on day 40 in a committee, or the last week of session with zero vetting, with zero real conversations, pass that out, put it on the floor, and assume that we've all had a proper time to really assess that.
We just eliminated a lot of legislation because a lot of things come down the pike that way. And we talk about it all the time in Congress. Here's a 400-page bill, and I'm going to vote on it, and I can't read two pages yet. I mean, to what extent does that happen in the legislature?
Well, I would say the difference there is we have a pretty stiff rule in the House. If it has not gone through several committees, now what you'll see is something may get stalled out in the Senate, and a measure that has been fully vetted be added to a similar measure. You do see combining of bills in that, but if in the House, if we have not fully vetted it, you're not going to see it added to a bill.
State Rep. Marcus Wiedauer with us. So Medicaid expansion dead for at least another year. All that talk about gambling, the online sports gambling especially, I had a sense might get that one across the finish line this year. Again, did not. What's the holdup there, and then where do you see this going in the future?
Well, Tim, we've talked at length about this. I mean, this is a measure where 38 states currently have approved this.
Right up the road in North Carolina.
All around
us.
And
the apps are such, I had no idea. I can be driving in my car. The minute I cross into North Carolina, suddenly that app becomes operational, and I can take the Lakers and lay the points.
Well, and the reality is people are doing it probably next door to us right now.
Yeah.
There are ways people can easily navigate around that.
Mm-hmm.
My biggest concern is this is something that Georgians are engaging in right now. It is not regulated. It is not protected. There are no guardrails. We can't go after people that are advertising to children that should not be engaging in this. There are avenues for people to be running up credit cards. I think my support of the measure were to put guardrails around that, were to make sure that people weren't racking up credit card debt, were directed to areas where they can get help if they need it. Anybody that says there's not problem gambling right now, but right now there's $0 going to anybody support helping anybody out of that. you know, the bill that was on the floor or that was taken up this year really would have started to address some of that, would have directed some money towards that issue while just putting all the money back towards education. There's been some commentary on whether or not Hope needs it. It's not just about Hope. It's about pre-K, really. You know, fortunately, we're in a situation right now where we're fully funding the Hope Scholarship at 100%. That only happened 2 years ago. So it's not been fully funded, and tuition's now going up. So, you know, we're looking down the road at what that's going to look like, as well as a long list of kids that are waiting for state-funded pre-K slots. But as far as the holdup, you know, I mean there's obviously differing opinions on that and whether or not it's needed. Again, my support of legislation is the fact that there are not guardrails for this right now. People are engaging it right now. We're losing all the tax dollars somewhere else, and we're not protecting the Georgians that are engaging in this and off-market and black-market situation.
A couple of quick points on that. One is we will often talk about jobs and job creation. And if I'm going to open a casino, well, I'm going to tell you about all the jobs I'm going to create, a horse track or whatever. Mm-hmm. Can't really say that about the online sports gambling. There are virtually no jobs attached to that.
Well, what's interesting about that is there are jobs, but there are jobs that are the ones that are facilitating them, right? So we actually have several of those organizations that have opened corporate offices here in the state because Georgia's doing so well at supporting businesses. So it's interesting as that market has continued to increase. We still have seen some of the effects of it, whether we're engaging in the regulation of it or not.
Did some things legislatively, Representative Weedower, dealing again with election reform. One of the things we talked about with Senate Bill 202, whatever it was a few years ago, 2021, I think, people acted like that was the first time you'd addressed the issue at all. You're telling me then, and you're right, that you take up some form of election reform pretty much every session, every year.
Every year. And look, when people start scratching their head or getting concerned or question, we have to take each and every one of those seriously, whether we fully agree with the reality of the situation or not. So some of the measures that we put in place, watermarking these ballots to further secure the actual ballot to make sure that they're using the security paper they should be using, or whether that's giving them another opportunity to audit through the use of word scanners so that you're ignoring QR codes. You know, every year there's going to be something, like you said, we talked about this years ago. There will be something next year and the year after that and the year after that.
One thing that popped up, by way of litigation, and first of all, we had to go back and rework the Prosecutorial Oversight Commission, and you did that, but now here comes some more legal challenges to that. Are you confident that thing's going to stand up?
We are very confident. What got quote-unquote thrown out was a very small tweak, which we made. I think it is probably the single largest or single best measure that we passed. We obviously have a district attorney issue here locally, and without the safety of our community, then everything else doesn't really matter. So being able to hold road DAs accountable is something that we've been working on for several years, and very happy that I think we're going to finally see that come to light.
About a minute left here. I know this is a big on your agenda for a couple of sessions now, foster care, advancing foster care in Georgia. Anything that we need to know about coming out of this year's session?
Yeah, so foster care parent bill of rights is something we worked on. Unfortunately, we had to tweak something and it didn't get back out of the Senate. So we're gonna have to readdress that first thing in January. But you know, we've got to not only support the foster students, foster kids. In fact, I'm going to a fundraiser today for Lydia's Place. I always plug them because they do such great work with wraparound services to kids aging out of foster care. That tax credit that we put in place last year has done a great job for facilitating those types of organizations. But continuing to support foster parents is huge on the list, because we need to encourage more people to step up and be that foster parent for that child in need.
Again, the early voting starting Monday in the election, May 21st. Marcus Weedower with primary opposition. 10 seconds here. What you doing by way of campaigning?
Oh, a little bit of everything. You know, we've got the signs, the door knocking. We'll be on your radio show, I'm sure, in your mailbox. But, there's only two ways to run a race, which is unopposed or scared, and I'm not unopposed. So, you know, I'm going to be working hard as usual. Early voting starts Monday, and certainly would love to have your vote.
All right, Marcus Wiedauer, 121, Representative District 121, Republican Wiedauer. Thanks for your time this morning. Best of luck on the campaign trail. Talk to you soon.
Thanks, Tim.